minute standard time, so about a 30-minute delay. Had a little bit of a rainstorm come through here, so just fixing up the field over the next 30 or so minutes, and then it'll be first pitch from NECCU Ballpark. Just wanted to hop on and provide you with a brief update on tonight's activities. We'll be back for the pregame show and first pitch right about 6:50 to 6:55, somewhere in that range where the River Riders will take on the Flyboys for game two of this two-game set from Elizabethton. A final reminder, 30 minutes from now, we'll be off the air for about 20, and then we'll get you a first pitch from Elizabethton right after that. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be back in about 20 minutes. Thanks for listening to River Riders Baseball, as always.
Oh, yeah.
from Northeast Community Credit Union Ballpark in Elizabethton, Tennessee. It's time for Appalachian League Baseball. Good evening, and thank you for being with us once again for tonight's second game of the two-game series between the visiting Flyboys of Greenville and your Elizabethton River Riders. Matthew Mounsey on the call with you once again tonight. We are set to go for a 7 p.m. first pitch from Elizabethton tonight. Again, was originally scheduled for a 6:30 start, but due to kind of a flash rainstorm that came through, had to do a little bit of work on the field, push the start time back, and rain has continued to drizzle a little bit, but we should be pretty much ready to go for first pitch. Both teams have made an adjustment to their starting pitchers, so we will have details for you on that. Due to this delay, we are expecting some rain over about the next hour, kind of off and on. As you look into the sky, the clouds are moving across the outfield from left to right. About a 5 mile per hour wind out of the northwest. It is about 83 degrees at first pitch. Other than the rain, it was a nice day here in Elizabethton, but we are hoping to just get this ball game in tonight. The Elizabethton River Riders have been the luckiest team in the league this summer as far as the weather has gone. This is game number 30 out of the scheduled 30 that the River Riders are supposed to play at this point. Elizabethton is the only team in the Appy League that has played all 29 games to this point. The River Riders come in 15-14 on the summer. The Flyboys at 16-11 after their blowout win last night, a 17-9 victory over the River Riders. A long one at that, almost 4 hours, and Elizabethton was almost run ruled on two separate occasions, but the River Riders were able to add 5 runs in the sixth and 3 more in the eighth to continue the ball game. And the rain has begun to come down a little bit more firmly. The umpires have completed their meeting with both managers, and we should be set to go. It was originally Jake Yeager set to make the start tonight for the River Riders, but it will be Andrew Dumont instead. Jake Yeager is still expected to go tonight. He will likely be first out of the bullpen, but the thought process from J.O. and Josh Lucas was, due to some temperamental weather, they didn't want Yeager to start and then have his start interrupted, whereas Andrew Dumont is more of a typical reliever. The same goes for Greenville. We'll get you the details on their pitching adjustments in a brief moment after the playing of our national anthem. First pitch coming up in about 2 minutes from Elizabethton. And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed and the talk that we walk and I saw through the pain. The rain, of course, begins a heavier downpour just prior to first pitch. And umpires Markel Hastings and Brandon Wells have exited the playing field since the conclusion of the national anthem. Definitely a possibility that we could be in a delay before we even begin, but we do have a standoff, a national anthem standoff at that. Josh Owens remains on the field for the River Riders. Various Flyboy players as well on the first baseline. Going to wait each other out and see who stays out there the longest. The River Riders have yet to take the field. The rain is coming down on Josh Owens as well as who appears to be potentially Jace Patton on the third base side for Greenville. The rain has really started to come down. Josh Owens now has an umbrella over his head. This is a great standoff. One of the best you'll see. These guys are braving the elements, to say the least. But Owens does have an umbrella being held over him by a River Rider teammate. The rain has really started to pour, and the field did get a lot of work done on it prior to the start of this game. This standoff could last a while because the River Riders have yet to take the field. So the umpires are not going to make them get off the field anytime soon. But I think that Josh Owens might have the advantage here with his umbrella. The Greenville players both with towels on top of their heads, but Josh is getting a much better rain cover. And, oh, looks like we might have some tic-tac-toe. Oh, but Dante Lewis kicked the ball away. I think that the Flyboys dugout threw a tic-tac-toe ball over to the River Riders dugout, but Dante came out of the dugout and kicked it down the first baseline. Some rain delay antics in Elizabethton. The rain beginning to lighten. We have not seen the start of action just yet. Markel Hastings, the home plate umpire, now requesting to talk to the River Rider general manager, Kiva Fuller. The warning track will definitely need a little bit of work before this game begins. There is a little bit of a puddle out in shallow right field as well, so we are likely going to begin this game in a delay. Start time has already been pushed back 30 minutes, and a potential to make that a little bit longer. Our anthem standoff still going, by the way. Josh Owens remaining on the turf area of the first base side outside of the River Rider dugout. This is one of the longer ones you're going to see, and I don't really see it ending anytime soon. The cheers are going to be massive when it does end for whoever wins. Again, Josh is suited up tonight but will not play. We are hoping to have Josh on the broadcast tonight around the third inning, so please do stay tuned for that. Should be exciting to hear from E-Town's own. And now the River Riders have thrown a ball to the Greenville dugout. Make it two. Looks like it was TJ Adams that ran out immediately. Oh! Peyton Miller of the Flyboys launches the ball, thrown to their dugout over the screen behind kind of the backstop area, and might have even thrown it into the river behind the third base side. Some tensions building during the early stages of this delay. Standoff still going, by the way. And the rain is continuing to fall. It has sort of been off and on as far as the severity of it goes. We are hoping to begin this game as soon as possible, but still a little bit unclear. No official word as to what time we are aiming to start. So we'll take a brief pause here on the River Rider Radio Network on appyleague.com, and we'll continue with the National Anthem standoff right after this.
We asked seniors how to prevent Medicare scams.
If you get a phone call, do not talk to the person.
Never give out your Medicare number.
They're going to get your number to put in a false claim.
Just hang up.
How do you detect Medicare fraud?
Just like I check my credit card statements, I check my Medicare statements monthly.
If you get your statement and you see something that you know you did not have done, you report it.
Call the Senior Medicare Patrol.
To report Medicare fraud, call 732-777-1940.
The Wild Wing Cafe. Swing into the wing after the game for $6 select appetizers, plus $1 Busch Light drafts. Wild Wing Cafe in downtown Johnson City, the official after party with karaoke until midnight. An official sponsor of River Riders Baseball.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Another teenager, victim to fake pills bought from social media. This doesn't seem like a drug deal, but it definitely is. Should buying prescription pills be that easy? Many fake pills contain fentanyl, and an amount small enough to fit on the tip of a pencil can be lethal. So listen, before buying pills from social media, think again. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org and go for real. Brought to you by USPTO and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Carter County Drug Prevention. The mission of the Carter County Drug Prevention Coalition is to reduce substance use through collaborative planning, communication, action, and policy advocacy. You can find Carter County Drug Prevention on Facebook and at www.cartercountydrugprevention.org. A proud supporter of the River Riders. Welcome back to Elizabethton, where the rain continues to fall, and we are now going on minute 9 of the National Anthem standoff between Josh Owens for the River Riders and two Flyboy players who kind of have their sides turned to me, but Kiva Fuller, the general manager for Elizabethton, is on the field looking things over, and the biggest concern and what needs to be focused on at this moment is player safety and whether this outfield will be able to take much more water. Was even spongy when I was walking out there before the game. The warning tracks are pretty much underwater at this point. We are definitely in a rain delay. Just kind of depends on how long it's going to last. You can really see the standing water continue to build along the first base side. Josh Wooten, our graduate assistant, is walking the shop vac across the field with Alex Riddle, our clubhouse manager, and Kiva Fuller, the general manager. They are going to have to do some work on this field if we want to get this game in tonight. It could be a challenge. Greenville seems to bring the rain wherever they go. They have had multiple games rained out. I know they have at least one game currently in progress. Have a doubleheader coming up at some point as lightning strikes in Elizabethton. National Anthem standoff is still going. Some dedication from these guys. There have been some really good National Anthem standoffs in baseball history. I remember one a couple years ago, maybe, where I think two players got thrown out of a game before the game even started. And the rain is really coming down. These guys, doesn't seem like they have any thoughts of walking off the field. The Greenville dugout doing some dancing now. I mean, this is entertaining, to say the least. TJ Adams was dancing a little bit on Jace Patton outside the third base side. Now the rain really coming down. But Josh Owens doesn't seem like he's got a lot of quit in him. Looking at some of the great national anthem standoffs in history. Back in 2019, Marlins first baseman Harrison DiNicola outlasted, I guess this was a minor league game, so the Muck Dogs as a part of the Marlins organization, and a catcher, Ryan Haug from the Black Bears, had a national anthem standoff that lasted the entire 3-hour and 4-minute game, and then longer, even after the game, apparently. This was in Class A short season. I mean, it is pouring rain on these guys. And, of course, the premise is not to move off the line. The first who gives up and leaves the foul line, or I guess outside of their dugout area where these men are standing, does lose. Oh, there's some lightning. And apparently Harrison DiNicola, the first baseman for the Muck Dogs, had been preparing himself for that moment. He said that prior to that, he had 30 standoff wins under his belt that season before meeting Ryan Haug, his worthiest adversary. Said that, I guess this video blew up, one of the most famous anthem standoffs, said that his feet went numb, a quote, I've just got to get past this barrier and I'll be okay. That's going to do it. Markel Hastings comes out of the first base dugout, waves his arms. We are rained out in Elizabethton tonight. No baseball going to be played between the River Riders and the Flyboys. This field is not going to be able to hold any more water. But Josh Owens is still out there on the first baseline. Oh, I wonder how long this anthem standoff is going to last. So no baseball will be played tonight. Elizabethton remains 15-14. Greenville at 16-11. The first official rainout for the River Riders this summer. A pretty good run of 29 straight ball games. Greenville brings the rain. You hate to see it. And I would stay on the air for the duration of the anthem standoff, but I don't know how long this is going to go. We might be here for a while. I guess Greenville's got a bus ride. They're going to have to leave at some point. So Josh Owens does have the advantage. We will be back tomorrow from Kingsport, a 7 p.m. first pitch against the Axemen. We do play Greenville once more towards the end of the season, a home and away set on Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th. No official word on the makeup date, but I would assume we'll probably play a doubleheader on Saturday the 26th here in Elizabethton. But the River Riders will travel to Kingsport tomorrow and then back at home for a two-game set against Pulaski this weekend. Unfortunately, not able to get this one in tonight. We were set to go after a delay. The weather looked like it was going to hold, but there's no way this field can take any more water. thankfully an all-turf facility in Kingsport. So we will play tomorrow, again, a 7 p.m. first pitch between the River Riders and the Axemen. Unfortunately, that's going to be all for us tonight from Elizabethton. Thank you for tuning in once again. And we will be back tomorrow against Kingsport. For all of us with the Elizabethton River Riders, I am Matthew Mounsey saying so long and good night from Elizabethton, Tennessee, where the River Riders and the Flyboys are officially rained out. Back tomorrow for a two-game set from Kingsport. Have a great night.